Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Hello there, I'm Graham, VK4 Baker Baker. As we get to the end of this WIA year, 2017-2018, news of another silent key, and we look back at the silent keys of 2017-2018. Although seven silent keys, seven is a small number compared to previous years. VK4BRG on July 15, Ron Graham. VK4 Whiskey Popper, Bill Pickering. VK4SE, Frank Hoskins Wright, ex-VK2BZ and ex-VK4SE. Then to October, October 11, and VK4IMR, Ian Rhodes. VK4XK, Frank Vandermore. And VK4TRS in January, Bruce Bell. The sad news this week is that former RAAF and SES technician Merv Thomas has gone silent key. I think everybody involved in the electronics field in the north of VK4 would know Merv, and it's very sad to hear he's put down the soldering iron for the very last time. Merv's funeral announcement is in the Saturday 12th May edition of the Townsville Bulletin, with the funeral taking place Thursday the 17th of May from 3:30 p.m. at the Woongarra Crematorium in Townsville. So please, head along to the service and give Merv a proper send-off. Vale Merv Thomas, Silent Key.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. It was reading an article reposted from an NZRT site that originated in the US The Nation magazine that caused me to consider how attitudes to safety have changed in this hobby. When I first started to feel the itch of radio, crystal sets were a popular constructional process for learning about Earth's aerials and getting a recovered AM signal to a listenable strength. From there, many people were interested to know what were the bits that made more stations audible and louder. That led to learning more about receiver theory, thermionic valves, frequency changing, rectification, and, if you were lucky, to soak all that up and could scrounge the parts, you could end up having a working radio that would drive a loudspeaker, or even the earphones from the crystal set. Now, the point I'm getting to is that mains-operated valve equipment was the norm, with a fair smattering of battery devices in mix. With mains voltages of around 250 volts AC, and high tension of up to a few hundred DC, learning on receiving and even test equipment meant learning not to put bits of your anatomy on components with exposed voltages. As mobile operations became more part of the scene, people learned not to touch the exposed metal of the aerial whilst the operator was transmitting. These days, the norm is for low voltage equipment and special care in training people to use amateur radio gear as part of our syllabus. And this brings me back to the article from Nation. It was looking over the research and claims made about cell phones and how the consideration of the needs and proliferation which will take place if the Internet of Things and 5G networks are to be realised. We all have the experience of electromagnetic radiation, be it from sunburn and lasers to the microwave oven. If treated carelessly or ignored, these forms of radiation can cause severe damage to organisms. Just think of UV light sterilising toothbrushes and medical equipment. Early experience with high-power microwaves resulted in the death of people directly exposed to the beams. Like the climate science debates, there's not been a clear decision on whether radio energy exposures above, say, 1 gigahertz does result in permanent changes at a cellular level. However, as more study into the process of cellular renewal goes on, we should be looking for clarity on how our hobby can impact our health. Electric shock can be fatal. RF burns can be deadly, damaging and long-lasting, and laser, which are currently outside amateur licences, can be blindingly disastrous too. Just exercise caution and common sense, and we'll see you back here next week. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.